presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Far Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Far. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a rule there's no school like Far. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Far.
Listen, boys and girls, today we bring you another exciting episode of the adventures of Dick Cole at Far Military Academy. You've known Dick Cole in Blue Bolt magazine and in Foremost Comics for a long time, and now you meet him every week at this time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear. Here's Dick Cole with a word about today's thrilling episode.
Hiya, gang. That word thrilling about today's story is really so. In any event, it seemed plenty thrilling to me, especially when I came within 1 or 2 minutes of being killed. Yes, and if I hadn't suspected a fellow cadet at Far by the name of Pritchett of being a foreign spy, I wouldn't be here right now. And there were some people who turned out to be even more surprised about Pritchett than I was. And that was a mighty good thing, too. But to begin the story at the beginning, we had some special field maneuvers going on at Far with the cadet corps concentrating on artillery fire. I was in charge of a special gun, a 105-millimeter howitzer. What was so special about that gun? Well, that's what my roommate Simba Carno wanted to know when he came wandering across the field.
Hey, Dick!
Simba, somebody might shoot you for a stray squirrel if you wander around during maneuvers this way.
Oh, we finished up our assignment for the day, so I thought I'd come over and say hello.
Okay. Hello.
Well, hello. You know, I've been kind of curious.
For a change.
Well, I've been wondering what's so special about this howitzer of yours. Nearly every instructor at the academy has been around sometime or other today, and Major Farr is hanging around all the time.
It isn't the gun, Simba. It's the rangefinder we've got.
Rangefinder?
Uh-huh. It's a brand new gadget that Major Farr invented. And believe me, it's a peach.
It really works, huh?
Boy, does it. I'll call my gun sergeant over.
Hey, Phil. Phil Pritchett.
Huh?
Come over here a minute, will you?
Okay.
Cease fire.
Time to knock off for the day, Phil.
And I just wanted you to tell Simba here what you think of Major Farr's rangefinder.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in operation in my life. Just terrific.
Well, how does it work?
Darned if I know. Dick is about the only cadet who knows.
And I can't say anything. Major Farr swore me to secrecy.
Oh, heck, I'd like to know how it works.
Yeah, believe me, so would I. After shooting the gun all day and watching those howitzer shells land on a dime, after Dick has sat there and twisted some funny-looking dials on the rangefinder, I'm nuts to discover how it works.
No sense in trying to talk him into telling you, Phil. I know Dick. You're just wasting your breath.
Oh, but what harm can it really do? Look, Dick, let me take a look at the gadget, huh? Nobody will ever know the difference.
No, Phil, I'm sorry. But I can't do it.
Oh, Oh, my gosh, you think I was some kind of a foreign spy or something.
It isn't that it's you, Phil. The Major just doesn't want to take any chances with anybody at all.
That's a pretty darn lame excuse, if you ask me. Okay, so you don't trust me. Well, you'll be good and sorry, Cole.
Hey, cut it out, fellas. Here comes Major Farr.
And hit! As you were, boys. Well, Cole, what do you think of the rangefinder now?
It works out every bit as well as we thought it would, sir. It really is something, sir.
And what about you, Pritchett? What do you think of it?
Well, I was just firing the gun, Major. I'll admit that the shots were very accurate, but I haven't even seen the rangefinder.
And no one else has seen it either, my boy. I've been waiting to see whether these field tests would prove satisfactory, and as they have, I intend taking it to Washington tomorrow. I'm going to offer it to the War Department.
Say, that's great, sir.
Boy, I'll say.
Couldn't I take a quick look at the gadget, sir?
Well, I'm sorry, Pritchett. Not just now. If the Army wants the rangefinder, I'm sure they won't want anyone to know about the mechanism. If they turn it down, you may examine the finder all you wish.
Major, I'm not a spy or anything, sir.
I'm sorry. It's impossible.
Oh, I... All right. Yes, sir.
Until tomorrow, I want to keep that rangefinder under constant guard. Not that I expect anything to happen to it, but nevertheless... let's see. Carlo.
Yes, sir?
As long as you have your gun and your field equipment with you, I suppose you start the guard. I don't want anyone to approach that finder. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Cole, you'll arrange for a proper guard throughout the night. You needn't take any actual guard duty yourself unless you wish it.
Yes, sir. But I'd just as soon relieve Simba myself later on.
As you wish.
Sir, may I be a member of the guard detail?
I'm sorry, Pritchett. Not that I don't trust you, my boy, but I'm afraid in this particular case that your curiosity could be a little too much for you. We won't put temptation in your way.
It's about time for me to relieve Simba. Golly, sure was funny how Phil Pritchett kept wanting to see that rangefinder. It's so quiet out here. I hope Simba hasn't fallen asleep. What's that? Hey, some dark shapes there in the bushes near the rangefinder. What the devil is wrong with Simba? Why hasn't he stopped them?
Simba!
Oh, who goes there?
Cadet Cole!
Simba, you goof.
Huh?
Who are those fellows prowling around?
Prowlers? Well, I didn't see anybody.
Right over there, in those bushes. I saw them in the moonlight as I came to relieve you.
Well, gee, Dick, I didn't see anybody at all.
Well, I did. And I'm sure I heard some twigs snap.
Sure?
Dead sure. Say, maybe it was Phil Pritchett snooping around. All of that crying of his.
Sure. And he's talking about spies and everything. Oh, Dick, you don't think that Phil is mixed up with any spy stuff, do you?
Well, I'm going over to his tent right now. And you take no chances here. Call out the guard and make a thorough search. That's an order.
Corporal of the guard! Corporal of the guard! Number one, calling Corporal of the guard!
Is Phil Pritchett in here?
Somebody call me.
Phil, is that you?
Sure, it's me. Who did you think it was?
Hey, what do you want waking me up in the middle of the night, huh?
Were you over near the rangefinder within the last 5 minutes?
Oh, for Pete's sake. I've been right here in my cot, sound asleep.
What's going on? What's the matter, boys?
Major Farr, I saw and heard someone prowling around near the rangefinder a few minutes ago when I was on my way to relieve Simba. And I thought it might have been Phil here.
Well, I've been asleep for more than an hour.
Is that true, Dick? Was he asleep when you came into this tent?
Well, yes, sir. He seemed to be.
Well, here now, Cole, you can't go jumping to conclusions and accusing someone without good reason, you know. If Pritchett here was really in his bed, tell me, did Carno recognize the prowler?
Well, he didn't see anyone at all, sir. Yeah.
Well, possibly it was just your own imagination, then. You realize that the rangefinder may be extremely important, and your mind is full of talk about guarding the mechanism, so it's very possible that you didn't see anyone near the finder at all.
I could swear, Major, that there was somebody prowling in the bushes nearby.
Well, you go out and relieve Karnoff. I'm sure if there are any prowlers, you'll discover them all right.
Yes, sir.
Richard.
Yes, sir.
You're sure you've been here in bed all the time?
Yes, sir. I've been here all the time.
Very well. Just make sure you stay here. And Cole, go about your duties.
Gosh. There hasn't been a sound. Not a single sound for almost 2 hours. Maybe Simba was right. Maybe there wasn't anybody around the rangefinder at all. I guess the Major was sore at me for suspecting Phil Pritchett. But even so, he wasn't too sure about Phil himself. Well, just so as nothing happens before morning and the Major bundles this gadget on a train and gets it to Washington safely. Can't help but get a little sleepy. Maybe I've been reading too many detective spy stories lately. Gotta stop yawning.
What's that? Who's there? Who's there?
I didn't see anybody, but I could have sworn that I heard a twig crack again. Probably my imagination.
There it is again. Who's there?
I can't see anything. Maybe I'm going crazy. I could have sworn.
I'll help you to go crazy, Sonny.
Okay, Fred. The kid's out cold.
Okay, finish taking your pictures of the rangefinder and let's get out of here. Come on, hurry it up, will you?
Fred, we better take this kid with us.
Why? What for?
I'm not sure whether he saw us or not, and we can't afford to take any chances.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Just in case he gave a good description of us. This country doesn't like spies.
Here, give me a hand. We'll tie him up and throw him into the back of the car.
Too bad the boy won't be conscious to enjoy his last automobile ride.
To the adventures of Dick Cole in just a moment. But first, here's a message for you from the people who make this program possible. To the adventures of Dick Cole. You remember, boys and girls, that Dick was in a pretty tight spot. While guarding the new artillery rangefinder Major Fard invented, Dick was taken by surprise and knocked unconscious by spies who were after the secret of the rangefinder. When Dick came to, he found himself in a strange house. He was bound and gagged with strong ropes holding him to the chair in which he was sitting. The spies were a few feet away, busily eating and talking.
This canned food isn't too good, Fred, but I was so blamed hungry.
Yeah, sure, so was I. Canned food is lousy. So it's all this kid's fault. If he hadn't surprised us and we were taking our first pictures of the rangefinder and then raised such a commotion that we had to lie low for hours.
Yeah, we could have finished the whole job early in the evening and been on our way by now.
How are we going to get rid of this kid?
I don't know yet, but we'll think of something.
Well, let's get it over and done with.
He's come too.
Yeah. Hello there, young fella. Yeah. Feeling all bright and chipper after your little nap?
You know, I think he wants to say something. Maybe I ought to take the gag out of his mouth. There you are, young fella. Feel better?
You two are a couple of dirty spies. I heard what you were saying about taking pictures of the rangefinder.
No, don't get yourself all worked up there, sonny boy. It is good for your blood pressure.
Well, you can't get away with it. You're filthy spies, and I'm not going to...
Shut up! Keep a civil tongue in your head, youngster. You may as well enjoy the last minutes you'll be spending on this earth.
Well, what are you two gentlemen going to do with me?
You're going to have a nice, long sleep. A permanent sleep. You know too much, and we can't take any chances.
Maybe he'd like to have something to eat first.
He's not hungry. Besides, why waste the food?
So you got a lot of pictures of the rangefinder, huh?
I'll say we did, kid. Enough so the people we're working for can reproduce the gadget perfectly. We have the complete dope on it.
Oh, you have the complete dope on it, huh?
Yes.
You just think you have.
What do you mean, boy?
Talk fast. Well, there's one part of the mechanism. It's a very delicate part. It was removed and put safely away.
Blast it.
So, unless you have that part of the mechanism, all the pictures in the world won't do you the least bit of good.
Then you'll tell us about it right now. You'll describe it. And if necessary, you'll even draw diagrams of it. Lucky thing, after all, that we took you with us.
I can't tell you about it.
You'll talk or...
I'd tell you if I knew. But there's only one person, except for Major Farr, who knows about the mechanism. Why should I tell you who he is unless you swear to spare my life?
We'll play ball. Who is it? Talk fast.
Well, it's another cadet at Farr. A fellow who worked on the finder with me. His name is Phil Pritchett.
Phil Pritchett. All right. We'll get him and bring him here, too. We've gone too far in this thing to stop now.
All right, you sonny boy. Now, we'll give you a couple of minutes to talk things over with your buddy here. And then you'll tell us what you know about the rangefinder, or we'll beat it out of you.
I'm sorry, Phil. Did they knock you around awfully hard?
No, it wasn't too bad, Dick. I don't understand. I told them over and over again I didn't know anything about the rangefinder, but they kept insisting...
Shh! Not so loud.
They kept saying that you told them that I knew some secret stuff about it. Dick, did you really tell them a thing like that?
Yes, Phil, I did. Sorry as blazes to get you in a tight spot like this, but I just had to do it.
Oh, he scared the daylights out of me, sneaking into my tent, waking me up. I made so much racket when they dragged me past the sentries. Oh, I can't understand how the whole cadet corps didn't wake up.
You did make a lot of noise, but nobody stopped them, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine, Phil.
Well, you're talking in riddles, too. What's going on here?
These men are spies. Real spies.
Oh.
They took a lot of pictures of the rangefinder. Enough to know all about it.
Yeah?
But I told them there was part of the mechanism that was removed. And that you were the only one who knew about it.
But, Dick, I don't know anything at all about it.
Of course not. I haven't time to explain now. They're coming back. Just remember this, Phil.
Yeah, what is it?
No matter what they say to us, no matter what they do to us, just stall for time. Understand?
Right.
Stall for time.
Well, have you young fellas decided to talk? Speak up.
Well, mister, we've been wondering about something.
It isn't your place to wonder about anything. You'll get your little school friend here to tell us what he knows about the net mechanism on the rangefinder. And quick.
We couldn't help wondering if we told you everything we know about the rangefinder, would it do us any good? I mean, would you let us both go, maybe?
Boy, if you don't tell us things, it'll go badly with you.
You'll do best to stop talking, youngsters. I've seen men older and tougher than you go to pieces when they get the very special treatment we have. You'll save yourselves a lot of grief.
All right, then, Pritchard, or whatever your name is, talk.
Well, I can't say anything when I don't know. I mean, when I don't know what to say.
He means he wants a little more time to think it over.
You've had all the time you're going to get, both of you.
Well, you must be getting a lot of money for all this, so what difference will a few minutes more or less make?
That settles it.
We tried the nice way to get you boys to talk. Now you'll have to learn the not-so-nice way.
Get the instruments out. Let's get on with this.
Dick, what are they going to do?
I don't know. Torture us, it looks like. Just keep a stiff upper lip and keep stalling for time.
Here. None of that whispering.
If I weren't tied to this chair, I'd show you.
But you are tied.
Here are the instruments.
All right. Open the case.
Okay. Now, let's see. What do we use first?
It doesn't matter. They'll start talking when they feel a little pain. Here, let me have that knife.
No. No, stay away from me. Don't come near me with that knife.
Why don't you leave him alone, you rotten spies?
Keep away! All right, up with your hands.
What's that? Put it to
your hands. Up with your hands. Up
with your bar.
Keep them up there.
Good that you're here, sir.
Keep your hands up there, or these guns will go off. You all right, boys?
Yes, sir, we're okay.
You got here just in time, sir. These men are spies. They took pictures of your rangefinder, and they were going to torture Phil and me to find out more about it.
They won't do any more spying or anything else for some time to come. We never should have tangled up with those kids. They're bad luck, especially that big one.
Yeah, we should have taken our pictures and gotten out.
You'll have a long, long time to think about your mistakes. A long time in a quiet, very safe place. Take them away, men.
Wait a minute. Before we go, I want to know something. You licked us. You outsmarted us. But how did you know we were here?
It wasn't I who outsmarted you. It was a boy named Dick Cole who outsmarted you.
You see, that's the big kid there. I told you he was bad luck for us.
And you haven't seen the last of him. You'll meet him again in court on your way to the penitentiary. All right, men. Take them to the county jail for the rest of the night. And be careful, men. They are dangerous. Now, I better cut these ropes and let you boys free.
Thank you, sir.
It sure was wonderful, sir, that you got here when you did. Golly, if you'd been just 5 minutes later...
Phil is right, sir. I don't know how much longer we could have held out.
I owe you a great debt of thanks, Dick, for saving the secrets of the rangefinder. I'm sure the government is grateful to you for your work in capturing the spies. And if the army likes my rangefinder, they'll be doubly grateful.
Well, sir, I don't understand yet what's going on, Major Barr. Maybe I'm just dumb or something. But what did Dick have to do with capturing the spies? And how did you know that we were here? And what's more, why did Dick tell those fellows that I knew something about the rangefinder when I didn't know anything about it at all? What's so funny?
Well, nothing is really funny, Phil. It's just that you've asked so many questions at once.
I owe you an apology for dragging you into this, Phil. But I had to use you for bait.
bait.
That's right.
What Dick means is this, Phil. Even though he knew that I didn't suspect you of really being a spy...
Glad of that, sir.
Well, he has seen my methods in similar situations before. He knew that I wouldn't take any chances and that I'd have someone keep a watch on you just in case. So I assigned Lieutenant Edmonds of the faculty to stay near your tent and keep watch all night.
When the spy slugged me and brought me here to this house, I knew that there was only one way to notify Major Farr. The spies had to retrace their footsteps. They were too smart to try to steal the Major's rangefinder. That's why they simply took pictures of it. Well, I convinced them that the pictures weren't complete, that there was a mechanism that had been removed, that the finder was worthless without it, and that you were the only one except the Major who knew anything about it, Phil.
Holy smokes.
Naturally, I realized that something had gone wrong when I found that Dick wasn't guarding the rangefinder. And when I discovered signs of a body having been dragged through the bushes to the highway, and what obviously must have been a waiting car...
Well, I was out cold through all that, Major.
Well, I was positive you'd get word to me if you possibly could.
Yes, sir. That's why I used Phil here as a decoy.
And Lieutenant Edmonds reported to me immediately when he saw two men sneaking into Phil's tent. Oh, by the way, Phil,
yes, sir?
You certainly did raise a howl when they were taking you off.
I think I'm seeing daylight. Well, no wonder the sentries didn't hear me. I couldn't understand why they'd gone deaf.
Well, I instructed them to let the men who were taking you get through to their car.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Edmonds and I followed in my car. And when I saw this house, we went into town and picked up some police officers. That's why it took us a little while to get here.
Well, you did get here, sir, and that's all that counts.
Well, I'm proud of you, Dick. Proud of both of you. You behaved with intelligence and courage under fire.
I'm not sorry at all that I had the wit scared out of me, as long as it helped to catch some spies.
You know, boys, I might make a fairly good spy myself.
Oh, beg your pardon, sir?
That's right. And I'll prove it to you. I can tell by the expressions on both of your faces that what you two could stand most right now is breakfast and lots of it. Am I right?
Oh, you sure are, sir. You're a champion spy, and that's no fooling.
Well, then, what are we waiting for? Let's get back to camp.
Breakfast, here we come.
Dick Cole will be back in just a moment, but first... Sure to listen in again next week, Dick Cole fans, same time, same station, for another exciting half hour with Dick Cole at Farr Military Academy. Yes, meet Dick Cole every week on the air and enjoy his thrilling radio adventures as you've enjoyed him and his life at Farr in those two favorite comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics. And now, here's Dick Cole.
So long, gang. I'll be seeing you all again next week. So remember to listen for us. It's a date.